A great day.
Here award for goalkeeper Paddy Hunt. Paddy, what does a win like that mean to you?
It's unbelievable. That's my first championship win. 5-6 years on the panel now. You see the crowd on the field there. It's unbelievable, Tomás. Nobody would have seen it coming at half time. Everyone was probably writing us off and giving out about us in the stand, and we were giving out to ourselves in the dressing room, to be fair. But what a second half. Performance levels came up. Handling errors was just killing us in the first half. Playing with a strong wind too. 1 point to show for it. It's fairly demoralising, but started to grind it out in the second half, get a few scores here and there. Tipper kicking a couple of wides early on, and it just gives belief. It's unreal. Unreal feeling to actually win a championship game finally.
Yeah, and you see what it means afterwards, the family and friends coming out in the field. Paddy, who did you have in the stand supporting you today?
I had my girlfriend Shannon and little boy Dahi, who's 7-8 months old now, so it's great. First Waterford game, first win, championship win. Can't beat it, really, can you?
Yeah. How special is it to share a day like that with him?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. As I said, first time coming. It's a bit different bringing a baby to a game, but unreal. Not the usual pre-planning, as you have to work around him more than yourself. Usually it's all about yourself going to games, get your timing right, get everything, food, but there's a little man there now who takes up a lot more time than I have for myself, so it's unreal. Brilliant.
Does a day like this make all the sacrifices worthwhile, Paddy? Because being a Waterford footballer isn't the most glamorous gig at times.
No, it's not, but we have 30 odd lads training away. Now, it's been a tough month, the last month, since we probably got beaten in London. I drew a tip. Getting beaten in London was real demoralising. We were completely in control and just self-erupted and blew up for 10 minutes at the end. And it looked shocking coming back then, black card, two straight reds, and it wipes the whole lot. All the work we'd done up to that point was just blown away. Training was poor for a couple of weeks and showed against Laois. It's hard to get the lads back up to it, but the last two sessions now has been brilliant. So to come out there in the second half and actually perform just makes everything worthwhile, the last 3-4 months, whatever it is now.
How good were Stephen Curry and Tom O'Connor in that second half?
Stevie's called Gooch for a reason. When he swivels with that left leg for a right legger, he's not deadly accurate. And Tom switched on there. Two goals, vital, unbelievable. Big fist in. When Tom gets moving, there's not many better than him, in fairness. And the last couple of weeks he's been struggling, and he got himself right, and he showed it out there in the second half, an unbelievable performance.
Just finally a word for Michael Curry. I think he's made his 97th appearance today, Paddy. He's closing in on 100 for Waterford. What do you make of his contribution today?
Sure. Myself and Michael, there's only about 6 weeks between us age-wise. Michael is an unbelievable engine. He'd stay running up and down that field all day, tackling, hitting. It's the dirty work. He doesn't get the scores as much as he'd like to himself. He'd fancy himself. He'd run all day. 97, you said, appearances. That's unbelievable for a Waterford team who probably maybe 20 of them, probably 30 of them are championship appearances, because we don't win too many. To be able to be that consistent over 10 years, 11 years now, playing nearly every league match, he doesn't miss very many. He's always there. He's always Mr. Reliable. Unbelievable. And I'd be delighted. Hopefully we'll get to see him get to 100 this year. It'll be brilliant to play alongside him.
And a very final one. You're holding that football under your arm. Are you keeping that as a souvenir?
No. I met a young lad, asked me to sign it. He was going to bring it home, and I took it back off him. He was giving out about me, but we might sneak it into the bag. You never know. Bach will be looking for me, our kit man. He'll be chasing me out the door. I'd say he'd be following footballs all week, so he would. Thanks.